First, a little preface to my sermon this morning. The main idea about this sermon, which we spoke about briefly with the children about this is the church, this is the steeple, came from a book called Under the Steeple by Gabriel Facker, who was one of my teachers in seminary. But in the 50s, when he wrote the book Under the Steeple, he was pastor of Mount Zion Evangelical and Reformed Church in West Mifflin and Grace Evangelical and Reformed Church in Duquesne. And then he went on from there to teach at Andover Newton Seminary up near Boston. He was at Pittsburgh Seminary for a while, which is where I had him for class. And much of what I'm going to say is something that's sort of his words filtered through my thinking. So I just want to put that out there for you to think about and to acknowledge his contribution to my way of thinking about Ascension Day. First of all, though, Ascension Day is a holiday that we don't really have a whole lot to do with in the Christian church, and it's kind of a shame. It's kind of a shame that Ascension Day hasn't been picked up in the same way that Christmas or Easter has. I'm not quite sure why, but it's 40 days after Easter. And as we heard in the scripture reading, it is the recognition, the celebration of the 40th day after Easter when Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, ascended into heaven to leave his earthly ministry here on earth so that he could sit at the right hand of God, so that he could rule over all creation. In my own understanding of this, this means that Ascension means that Jesus is not just Lord of some one square yard of dirt in the Holy Land, which you and I maybe will never see personally, we'll never see with our own eyes. It means that Jesus is not just Lord of our hearts, Lord of our feelings and our emotions, but Ascension means, and it's a great celebration because it means that the whole universe is his. He was no longer standing with his disciples in one particular place, but he ascended into heaven so that he could rule everything, so that Christ could rule everywhere. Every person belongs to Christ, even those who don't believe, even those who've never heard of him. Everyone belongs to Christ. In other words, Jesus is working in every place, ruling as Lord of heaven and earth. And there's a great big span and breadth to Jesus' ministry then. There's no place we can go where we say, well, Jesus isn't interested in this ministry or that ministry. Jesus isn't interested in this person or that person, this nation or that person. No, everything is part of Christ's mission and ministry. Now, that's well and good to say, but what does it mean? And I think it means a bunch of things, and we could talk about a bunch of different things, but I want to concentrate on one particular thing today. What Ascension Day means, Christ rising and going into heaven, means what kind of Christian are you? And I've got five types of different Christians, and each one of them has something to do with the ascended Jesus, has something to do with Jesus risen and sitting at the right hand of God. Maybe you'll see yourself in one of these five categories. Maybe you belong in more than one category. Maybe you'll see yourself in all five of them. I don't know. But the first category is, are you a pulpit Christian? Are you the Christian who is most interested in this spot right here? You are most interested in hearing the sermon. You're hearing the words, the comforting assurance that Jesus died for you. You want to hear the words of the Bible for you. You want to hear sermons. You want to be challenged. You want to think deeply about what it is, what it means to be a Christian in today's world. Maybe sometimes if you're a pulpit Christian, you might be the kind of person who, after I preach something, you may go home and say, I'm not really sure that's what it says in the Bible. And you may go home and look it up and try and find out whether it fits with what you have remembered from your Sunday school class or from 10 years ago or from last week. But you want to know if what the preacher says rings true to you personally. That's the first kind of Christian that you can be, the pulpit Christian, the person who is most interested in interacting with the sermon. There's a second kind of Christian, and that's the altar Christian. That's the person who is most interested in the candles and the symbolism and the stoles and the different paraments, the flowers. You're the kind of person who wants everything else to sort of go away while you're in worship so that you can concentrate on your relationship to God. You want everything else to fade into the background, not go away literally, but fade into the background so that you can face and focus the person, the divine entity that made you, the Jesus who calls you into ministry. And the most important, of course, of those moments, we would say, is communion. And that's why it's celebrated here at this table, because that's the most important time when you receive within yourself the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus himself is the one who is handing you the bread and the cup and saying, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Drink. This is my cup. Do this in remembrance of me, for I am the bread of life." So you can be a pulpit Christian, the kind of person who wants to hear a challenging sermon, or perhaps you are an altar Christian who wants to really focus in on that direct relationship with God in a Sunday morning worship service. The third type of Christian has two symbols here, the organ or the hymnal. Perhaps you're a hymnal or an organ Christian. And what that means is that you want to focus not on so much the relationship with God, although that's important to you, but the thing that you really like about worship, the thing that you really like about being a Christian, is the fellowship. You want to sing the hymn with somebody else. It's no fun to sing a hymn alone. You want to sing and hear the voices blend together. You focus on the fellowship, a common cause. So you like to sing in the garden together with a full church. You love to sing the Easter hymns on Easter morning. You want to sing "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds" because you like that binding, that glue that holds us all together in fellowship. You like to see a full choir. You like to offer prayers on behalf of other people. Your focus is on the fellowship, the group, the community of people. The fourth type is the Sunday school Christian. Are you the kind of person who likes to ask questions? Are you the kind of person who likes to explore? This could be symbolized by the steel building over here. The steel building, which is our Sunday school area, and you want to explore and ask questions about the meaning of life. There's a group that meets every Sunday, or pretty much every Sunday, at 9 o'clock. And in that group, we ask questions about what does this or that particular psalm mean? What does this mean to me personally? Why is this important? We like to ask questions and throw ideas around. Same thing with Bible study, meets in the same place. Meets on Tuesday mornings at 10 o'clock. So the symbol for that would be the steel building. Then the fifth one, and there are probably more than five, there are definitely more than five, I should say, but there are only five for my purposes this morning. The fifth is appropriate this morning because it's looking right at me right now. It's the open door in the back, and since we have a nice warm day here, we've got the doors open. So perhaps you're an open door Christian, and what that means is you're the kind of person who's a person of activity. You're not the kind of person who would sit in a Bible study lesson because that's an hour when you could be doing stuff, right? You're the kind of person who wants to get out there and do things. You're a very active person. You like to work with your hands. So perhaps you want to paint the outside of the church. You want to pick up litter. You want to volunteer at the food bank. The big question when you hear a sermon is always, well, so what? What do I do now? And interestingly, even though these five don't have a lot in common, they're all part of the same church. They're all part of every church. And if we know where we fit in those different categories, we can maybe say something about our common life together. Sometimes it leads to conflict. The doers and the thinkers sometimes get into conflict because the altar people want to be lost in God. Whereas the hymnal people want to be lost with each other. They want to get into fellowship with each other. And sometimes that creates some conflict. Yet, as we said with the children this morning, what is over all five of those types of Christians is the steeple. And the steeple points like a finger up to heaven. It points to the ascended Christ, and it says that we are all unified. No matter which of those five categories you think you are, we are all unified under that powerful sign of the steeple pointing to Christ. Each group or type is a citizen following King Jesus. And it doesn't matter if you're the pulpit Christian or the altar Christian or the hymnal Christian or the Sunday school Christian or the open door Christian. Each one of us has to be a citizen of Jesus Christ, has to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, in his ascension, challenges all our false idols, all our false politics or ideologies. The steeple watches over us. There's even a light on it. If you drive past here at night, you will see the steeple shining like a beacon in the darkness. It watches over us, over our social prejudices, over our economic prejudices. And hard as it is, we have to admit that Jesus, the ascended Jesus, rules over this house, and not only this house, but rules over this whole world. And that means that Jesus is Lord over the school, over the nation, over the bank, over the barracks, over every place we're going to find ourselves this week. And that the ascended Jesus is there in every activity, no matter what it is. Every step I take is not mine. Every step you take is not yours, but it belongs to the ascended Christ, to the risen and ascended Jesus. Jesus is the one who owns, who rules, who moves over all the world, all that is and ever will be. And the steeple reminds us to whom we offer our praise. Amen.